What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
About MGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Oh, yeah. Football tonight. Is that about this? Can I hear more Double D? Is this good pop-up music for football? Good enough. Coming up on the show, things can change quickly in the NFL. So before Thursday Night Football, we decide our top five teams in the league. Now, if you're going to watch Red Zone this weekend, like we all are, just get ready, because as it was announced yesterday, Scott Hansen appearing on the Pat McAfee Show and confirming that now, during Red Zone, we will finally see ads.
I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got eight games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back, and 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
It used to be 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. But now it's 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now. So people have been losing their minds, of course. This is what was eventually going to happen. The NFL's been testing this a little bit, and it didn't go over well, but now they're going all in on ads. So, once again, something wonderful has been stripped away and stripped down. We're still going to watch. Scotty still does a great job, as he always has. But single tier yesterday for commercial-free football. It was fun while it lasted.
The tagline, now deceased. I think that's the worst part, because it was so ingrained in the fabric of what that show was, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody talks about how, you know, he doesn't even go to the bathroom during the show, and, like, that's a point of pride for him. Like, they even asked him about it on the Pat McAfee show. He's like, oh, no, I'm still not going to go to the bathroom. It's like, all right. Well, nobody's holding you to that. Oh, we know, Jinx. We know you would go.
I go every break. What are you talking about? I'd be like...
But, like, 7 hours is a lot, you know? So I wouldn't fault him, but it's just... It's disappointing that we now will have to sit through commercials again, because you see this even with, like, streaming services. I've complained about this before.
Yeah.
When you purchase a new streaming option, you're like, oh, it's not going to be commercials, right? Because I purchased the thing. No, you have to upgrade to Premium Plus. Like, more money? What are we doing? So I don't know. Like, but you're right. At the end of the day, we can shake our fist and yell at the clouds all we want.
Yeah.
But we're still going to watch it. Like, that's the problem that we have with the NFL, is that we are in such a stranglehold by how much we love football that we will do whatever. Yeah. Like, people love to complain about stuff. They're like, oh, Colin Kaepernick got on one knee. I ain't watching football.
Now I'm going to watch.
You're right. You're going to watch.
Yes, you are.
You're going to watch a preseason Jets game. Like, get out of here. We all know that TV is going on, and the second that ball is hiked, you are watching it.
Yeah. Like, if Roger Goodell murdered your wife, you'd be like, that's it. I'm never watching the NFL. And then a few hours later, you'd be like, well, we do have Jets and Jags tonight. Like, you just find a way. It's still the NFL. And they know it. They just absolutely know. You're going to tune in no matter what. Also, I just remember this about Scott. Scott likes, which, I mean, he would probably admit this, when he enjoys a Coca-Cola, for example, any sort of carbonated drink, he doesn't like the carbonation. He wants it flat. Like, you know, most people be like, oh, I don't want this. It's flat. I don't want it. Scott is just the opposite. He doesn't like the carbonation. He likes the drink flat. I remember that very vividly when we worked together. Yeah.
That's so weird.
What an
He needs
odd
to get
thing.
One of those machines.
Yeah.
Right.
It's strange.
He needs to get one of those machines where you can, like, alter the levels. You know, like at McDonald's, they have, like, the fountain machines. And I think you can change the levels. Yeah. So his paycheck can buy him one of those.
I mean, maybe he's changed this a long time ago when we used to work together. But I remember him very vividly being like, yeah, I just don't like the carbonation. I just like how it tastes flat. And I was like, oh, I've never heard that before or since. But then again, Scott also has the capacity to watch football for 7 hours. Not going to the bathroom. I'd be like, 7 minutes of commercial-free football starts now, and then I'd be off to the bathroom. Could never do it. I don't know how he does it. Does a phenomenal job, but man, good for him. Taking pride in his work where he's like, nope, I'm here no matter what. Okay, Chelsea, here we are on the cusp of Thursday Night Football. So let's do some power rankings. Maybe we'll do this each week. I think that's the plan.
Power rankings.
I definitely got the Bills moving up a spot this week. After that week one win, I think I'm going to put them over the Ravens. That's what I'm going to do. Everyone has their power rankings. Mm. So do you want to start with five or do you want to start with one?
Ooh, do we build the suspense? I don't know. Let's just start with one.
All right.
I think it's too early for this. All right, so do you want me to go all five or do you want to do like one by one alternate?
Let's do one by one. That way we can discuss each person's ranking. How about that?
Football is back, baby. We got to discuss each one because it's power rankings. All right, number one, until proven otherwise, you still are the king of the hill until somebody knocks you off. And the Eagles and their absolutely dismantling of just about everybody last year throughout the postseason, they got to be number one. They returned Jalen Hurts. They got back Saquon Barkley. That offensive line is still amazing. They got the tush push. It's still legal. And the defense is one of the best defenses in the NFL. So, Eagles, number one.
I almost went Eagles, but I'm going to go Bills. I think it's because I just want...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Bills to finally win it. You better cue that up to Double D. Marv Levy.
Go,
you know we're gonna
Bills.
Play that. We're with you. Fight.
Go Bills.
Bills,
for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight, Bills, go.
And by the way, it's an old school thing, but the story behind that, because you will hear that, is that, of course, the legendary Marv Levy, back in the day, he promised fans, what a different time in the 90s, that if he promised the locker room that if they won a game, he would write a fight song for the team. They won the game. So that is the fight song that he wrote himself and then presented it in front of a bunch of fans who are like, eh, I don't know how we feel about this. But I'm going Buffalo number one. The question marks are obviously on their defense, but big fan of what Josh Allen continues to do in the NFL, and I want Buffalo to win, so I'm going to go Bills one.
All right, the sentimental pick. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go in the AFC, but it's not the Bills. I'm going to go with what looks to be the most complete team in football outside of the Eagles, and I'm going to go with the Ravens. We're going an all bird, 1-2. Eagles, then Ravens. Lamar Jackson, of course, puts up great numbers. And even last year, I know he didn't win that. I almost said the Heisman. He didn't win the MVP, but still the numbers were out of this world, especially the passing numbers. Because we all know Lamar Jackson can run the ball, but 41 touchdowns to only 4 picks. He has unlocked the passer mentality that I feel like a lot of people thought would never come for Lamar Jackson. And plus, if you look at their defense, they made some big pickups on the secondary this year. And if you look at like the power rankings of defense, they're towards the top in just about every ranking. So I think I'm going to go with the Ravens here at number 2.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm a back and forth between Eagles and Bills. But look, as far as their lines go, I know they lost a couple guys on the offensive line. Josh Sweat going out to Arizona, for example, after he was such a monster at the Super Bowl. And yeah, going back-to-back, winning world championships is difficult, not impossible, though. But man, just they have almost everyone coming back, so it's Eagles at 2 for me. You got 3.
All right, 3. We are sticking in the AFC, and this feels like a respect play. Kansas City. They made it to the Super Bowl last year despite, winning some games in close fashion and maybe a little help from the referees, but still, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. Travis Kelce is slimmed down, and I don't care about the depth on receivers. They won a Super Bowl the year that the receivers couldn't seem to catch a pass and were making all those boneheaded penalties down the stretch that cost them a bunch of regular season games. So Kansas City at number 3.
I'm close. I got the Ravens at 3. I mean, it's pretty easy to sort of figure out who these top 5 teams are going to be. Though we have a disagreement at 5, which is interesting. But yeah, I'm going to go Ravens at 3. They have all the talent. They have Lamar. Are they in their heads a little bit? Like, they don't have the same pressure that the Bills do. Because when you look at that dynamic talent that the Ravens have, people keep saying, you should be winning more. You should be in the Super Bowl by now. So I think that's the only real impediment for Baltimore. But yeah, I'm going to go Ravens at 3.
All right. So now I have the Bills at 4. I think I have some question marks about their defense. Their defense had some real issues, and I know that they signed Joey Bosa, but can he stay on the field? So I'm going to go with the Bills at 4.
All right. Well, I am going to go Chiefs at 4. So you're talking about the respect factor. I'll tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are going to be one of those, can you really say sneaky good? When it comes to the Chiefs, like, not really. But I will say this, at least the Chiefs mania has died down a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what I'm trying to say. Whereas because they were so just manhandled in the Super Bowl, that Chiefs mania has sort of tempered back a little bit. And yes, still a dynasty, but not the dynasty they could have been had they won 3 straight. So look, the Chiefs are still the Chiefs, and there's no way they're not going to be in the top 5 here. So Chiefs it is at 4, always in the mix. Not going to be surprised at all if they are there at the end of the season.
All right, rounding up the top 5 for me are the Commanders. Ooh. And I feel like anytime you have a quarterback that's on an upward trajectory and is proven to be as clutch as Jaden Daniels, I think it's a team that you don't want to see in the postseason. So I understand they have issues stopping the run, but Jenks, question is, did you put the Commanders in your top 5?
I did not. I feel like they're right there. And also, I also don't want to get just too biased being too close to the fire here. I think they're close, but I'm going to put the Packers there instead. I just love that deal for Micah Parsons. And I feel like that Packers offense could really take off with Golden, who I thought was a great draft pick, and Dobbs and Jordan Love, who, if he stays healthy, well, like any other quarterback, if he stays healthy, that offense is going to be great. And the Packers defense, now they got a guy who gives them exactly what they needed, which is pressuring the passers. So it was close, but I went Green Bay.
Sad face. But I guess you can do all the like the rankings for Texas, right? Like your other team, they're always in the top five, or maybe not. I don't know. But I do think it will be interesting, and it just goes to show how close it is. Because there were about like five teams I could have put at five.
Right there, I was like, God, you know, it's just kind of a merry-go-round. Commanders could be there, Packers could be there. What about the Lions? Are very good. Like, the Lions didn't make the top five, so we're spot on there. Coming up next, time to jump back into our preview of the NFC going to the North now. Hour two next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.